Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan talking with us today about what is being planned by the USMEF in order to reintroduce and start lining up buyers and sellers for U.S. beef. Start engaging in the process of getting U.S. beef successfully into the Chinese food service sector, especially the high-end restaurant trade and hotel trade that was in some of the major cities like Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou. We're back talking about that with Dan Hallstrom today in just a moment.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June, and Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949.
It's the McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale Saturday, September 16th at noon. The sale features over 800 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, and bulls, and features 100 Brangus and Super Baldy heifers, 95 Angus Influence heifers, and many more. New buyers must register before sale day. Check out the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com for a full listing, as consignments are still coming in. Or call 918-423-2834. McAllister Stockyards, Saturday, September 16th at noon.
While China officially opened to U.S. beef earlier this summer, it's still very much a work in progress. We're just now starting to see some loads of U.S. beef reach the shores of mainland China. And Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says USMEF has made plans to showcase U.S. beef later this month in the three biggest Chinese cities.
We actually have some plans using checkoff dollars to reintroduce U.S. beef at the end of September. We're actually holding three different showcases or kickoffs, one in Beijing, one in Shanghai, and one in Guangzhou at the end of September. And each of these events will have approximately 300, give or take, people, which is going to be concentrated mainly around the trade. So it's importer distributors, it's retailers, and especially food service. This is going to be the first point of huge demand. The food service sector desperately wants U.S. beef. We're going to be bringing in product. We're going to bring in a range of cuts. It'll not only be the middle meats. It'll be everything from sirloin cap, culottes, to variety meats. Not that U.S. beef needs a reintroduction, but then we need to refamiliarize them with it. We also need to get it in their mouths. So these events are going to be big tasting demos and a huge dinner at the end of the thing, and it's all focused on U.S. beef. So this is going to be the best way to refamiliarize it, get it in their mouth.
I guess what we're it's going to be a little while getting totally ramped up to have cattle that can meet all the criteria.
Exactly. And you have some in the pipeline today that do qualify. The non-hormone treated European production, for example, that is very easy to switch over. These are the companies today that have the meat going because they already had it in the pipeline. Some of the natural programs as well would qualify. So this is where it starts. But there's other companies that are not as involved with Europe that are also getting their plants approved. We have roughly six plants approved today, but we know of several more that have done their audits and they're in the pipeline to get on the approved list. So this is all good news. It just takes a little bit of time.
I guess what there's some companies that can help individual producers, the cow-calf into the business, to do that initial certification of those animals to start the process.
Exactly. There's several companies, Where Food Comes From, et cetera, these sorts of companies that definitely can assist the producer level to get involved in that. And we can as well, for that matter, USMEF.
Way early, but what is the potential?
Well, the potential is big on the value side. I mean, this market is not going to be the biggest volume market. The grain-fed market today in China is about 35,000-40,000 metric tons, and that's a sliver of their total consumption. But where the demand potential rests is, if you're able to get more supply of high-quality grain-fed beef, which they can get from us, that part of the pie is going to grow. And this, and they have the money to pay for it. So this is a longer-term proposition where this could really grow in a big way 5 or 10 years from now.
And, of course, the variety meats, you alluded to those just briefly, but that's a lot of potential.
Yeah, the variety meats, in my mind, the administration and USTR did a wonderful job negotiating this agreement, if for no other reason on the variety meats, because it started out with only a few cuts, and we're up to 8 or 9 cuts that are approved now. And it's a little different segment in China, but the variety meat demand far outstrips the muscle cut demand. So this is the hidden benefit of the agreement.
Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking U.S. beef into China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine? Well, look no further than P&K Equipment. At the John Deere 5085E utility tractors, these 85-horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/27/17. Includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.